We'll begin our lesson, as we always do, by naming our sins to God the Father.
我们像一般上课的SOP, 要先向我们的天父诚心的认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time and this opportunity that we now have to study your word.
感谢天父让我们今天有这个时间跟机会能够研读你的话语。
And we pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us regarding these things.
我们也祷告，当我们在学习的时候呢，圣灵会光照我们，让我们能够更了解。
And we pray these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and remember the word Amen actually really means I believe these things.
要记得我们在讲 Amen 的时候呢，实际上就是说我们真的相信这些事。
Well, the word Amen in its verb form is Amen, and we see this in Genesis 15:6, I think it is.
Genesis 15:6，在创世纪15:6节的时候，这边这个 amen 这个词出来出现。
Okay, I'll just show you here in Genesis 15:6. This is when Abraham believed in the Lord. This is his salvation, and the Lord credited it to him as perfect righteousness.
当亚伯拉罕信耶和华。 应该是这边这个翻译比较好。亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义，就是因信称义。If
you look at the Chinese here, there's a lot of characters in there. But when you look at the Hebrew, it really appears like there's only four main words.
如果从中文看的话，会觉得好像哇，这句话好长哦，这个经句。 但是如果从希伯来文来看，其实只有四个字。
It looks like there's only four words, but in the Hebrew, they actually stick the articles and the prepositions with the main verbs and the main noun. So there are actually articles and there's prepositions, but they're always attached to the main words.
因为这个希伯来文的这个写法比较特别，它看起来像是英文的那个拉丁文那种拼音，但实际上它也是一个字一个字的。 所以它每一个主词、受词之间就会连在一起，就好像四个这个字母，但实际上四个字，那四个字它们其实也就已经是一句话了。You
can all see this on the screen, right? Genesis 15:6.
Yes.
Okay, but like you see the first word here. Remember, we go from right to left in the Hebrew, so the first word is on the right-hand side.
希伯来文是从右读到左的，所以我们现在看到的这一行字呢，是要从右边第一个字开始，第一句读起。Yeah,
and the text or the font that they use on my computer is not very good. They simplify it, but this is actually the first stroke here is ver, which means and, so that's why they translate it and here.
哦，所以像这个起始的第一个字啊。 是像一个 I 一样的字，这个字呢，其实在希伯来文就是 and， 就是和的意思，并的意思。And
then you have the word he, but actually in the Hebrew, the pronoun, so whether it's he, she, it, and the singular and the plural, they all counted as part of the verb, and so they just change the form of the verb a little bit.
因为英文它这边是讲说 and he believed。 因着他的相信，好，那个他呢，在希伯来文是跟着动词在变化，所以没有需要把这个他写出来，只要看那个动词的词态的改变，就已经理解说，哦，这个是讲的是男性的他。Yeah,
and the Greek language is the same as well, so we have to learn the different forms for whether it's masculine or feminine, you know, like the he, she, it, we. They, them, those kind of things. It's all in the one word.
所以这个希伯来文的这种文法的变化是跟希腊文是一样的，都不需要有这个主词的他，男的他，女的他，我们，然后我。 然后物质的他 it 这些的变化都跟是在这个动词上看到。
Yeah, now in English and in Chinese, we don't do that because we separate the pronouns. But there are still languages in the world, I think even French and Russian, and probably a lot of other languages, they do put the pronouns in with the verbs so that you have to learn the verbs in their different forms.
But in French, they still speak pronoun, right?
I think they do. Yeah, oh, maybe but still they have feminine and masculine verbs. Yeah, so that's a different example, maybe.
Right, right. But Hebrew doesn't use pronoun.
No. They have them, but they don't always have to use them.
Oh.
Because they can put them into the verb.
像这个希伯来文、希腊文的这种做法是比较特别，就是说他们其实是可以有这些你、我、他这种当做一个主词哈。代名代忘记中文怎么说了，你我他这种词叫什么词，那但是在希伯来文他们有这种词，可是不见得需要写，不需要用，因为他们可以直接从动词的词态上的改变就看出来这个主词是你我他哪一种。那像法文呢，或者是俄文啊、德文啊，他们都有这种你我他的词，但是他们的动词也随着你我他的改变而改变动词。那中文跟英文就不会因为这个前面的你我他而改变后面动词的词态。
But on the software here, you actually, it looks like one word, but really it is saying, and he believed. So that's coming out in this word.
And in the Lord, also.
No, that's the next word. So this is just the first word here.
Okay, 所以在希伯来文的前面第一句有一二三四，好像五个字母的感觉呢，它其实就是在讲说，因着他相信。
Then you have the preposition be, and be just means in, and then you have the tetragrammaton. Remember the four letters that mean Jehovah, and this is the tetragrammaton. This means Jehovah right here. So, and he believed in Jehovah.
然后第二个字呢，就是刚刚讲了说因着他信，然后后面就是说 in the Lord, in Jehovah, 就是因着耶和华。
Yeah, so that's how they pronounce it Jehovah or Yahweh. There's different ways to pronounce it because we don't have the vowels, of course. In the Hebrew, there's no vowels.
在希伯来文呢，我们其实不念不出这个 Yehovah。因为它没有那个叫做母音，没有任何母音在里面，它全部是子音，所以有的人把它念成亚威，有些人念成耶和华。
Okay. But the word that I want us to really look at, the root word is Aman. And from Aman, that's the verb, that's where we get the word Amen, believe. The original root form is Aman.
第一句里面就是因着信，好，那这个信这个字呢，就是 Amen。
There's different words to describe believing in Hebrew. We have many different verbs to believe, to say the word believe, and it depends on what you're believing in, and it depends on the circumstances. But Aman is one of the main words that we use to say believe.
这个信哈，相信的这个词呢，在希伯来文有非常多种不同的字、不同的说法。那 Amen 是其中一个大概最普遍的使用的方法，就是相信 Amen。
But here is a really good example of the word faith or to believe being used in salvation. See, Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord gave him.Perfect righteousness, and that's how Abraham was saved.
所以在这边呢，这个是一个非常非常重要的一个好的例子啊，就是当亚伯拉罕相信了耶和华，然后耶和华就以此为他的义啊，所以这个地方这个相信呢，就是让亚伯拉罕得到救赎、得到救恩的一个最重要的一个点。所以这是在阿门被使用。相信这个词里面非常好的一个案例。
So when you say your prayers, like we did at our prayer just when we began the lesson today, and you say the word Amen or Amen, really what you're saying is, this is what I believe, or I say this in faith, with faith.
好，所以当我们在祷告的时候，最后讲 Amen 的时候，就意思是说我这些以上的祷告是我们所相信的，那这也就是我们的信心。
Yeah, so you know, we can take in the Hebrew word Amen. The Greek word is pistis. That's the main word or the main noun that means faith.
So Amen 呢是希伯来文，那 pistis 就是希腊文的相信。
And where does our faith come from? You know, you always have to say, how do we have our faith, or where does it come from?
那我会问说，那信心是从哪里来的呢？
And the Bible clearly says that our faith comes from the Word of God, from learning the Word of God.
而我们的圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，我们的信心是来自于神的话语。
And so when you pray with faith, really what it means is you're praying according to the Word of God. You're praying according to doctrine.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，我们是因着相信，而也就是因着神的话语，也就是因着神的这个经典上所写的话语。
So what the doctrine is whatever you're learning, it tells you the word of God, it teaches you God's plan, and it teaches you the things that you can and you cannot pray for.
所以呢，在我们在研经的时候呢，这个圣经的教义教导我们，就是圣经告诉我们什么是神的话，什么是值得我是可以让我们来祷告的。所以我们的祷告是根据着圣经教义。
And Jesus actually said, if you pray with faith, you can move mountains.
在新约里。耶稣曾经告诉我们，就是如果我们是有信心，我们是可以移动山的。
Because, you know, if Jesus says we can move mountains, does that mean that we can pray to move mountains?
我们先把这个金句找出来，就是耶稣说我们是可以因着祷告而移动山。
What it means is that if it's the will of God, for example, if God has said in his Bible, I need to move mountains,And then you pray for that, then it will come true.
所以意思是什么呢？就是如果在圣经里有教导我们，神他需要移动了山，而我们也祷告，那要让这个山移动，那这个山就是会移动。
Here's the verse here. This is what Paul makes a reference to in 1 Corinthians 13:2.Paul says in here, if I have all faith that I can remove mountains, the thing is that you could have this incredible faith and God has said, okay, I'll let you move a mountain because it's my will. Maybe sometimes it's God's will to do that. Then he could do that. But of course, if he didn't do it with love or he had no love for God, it would be meaningless. But that's another issue at the moment.
这一段呢，那个听他举例的是用这个哥林多前书13章2节里面保罗说的，就是说若我有着全备的信而叫我能够移山，但却没有爱，我也算不得什么了。所以他其实在回应的是前面耶稣曾经讲过说，当我们有全备的信的时候，就算是要移动山都是可以的，但是爱更重要。
We have a couple of examples in the Old Testament where these amazing miracles happen because of people praying.And one was where Joshua prayed and then the sun stopped in the sky, which really means that the world stopped turning. And then they could continue their battle and they won the battle.
在旧约里面有非常多因着人的非常强大全备的信心而做的祷告，真的就创造了非常多的奇迹。其中一个呢，就是约书亚他在祷告的时候，他说要让时间停止。让他们可以完全打赢这场，在当夜打赢这场仗。
And then the other example we have is Elijah on the mountain of Mount Carmel. They had the competition between Elijah and the priests of Baal, 500 priests of Baal.
另外一个很重要的这个因着祷告， 而大显神迹的故事呢，就是以利亚在山头上啊，做一个跟巴利的先知们450位巴利先知们做了一个比赛，就是要让牛被切成块的牛啊，能够由祷告来生火，把这个牛给烧熟烧焦。
And these people prayed, Joshua and Elijah, they prayed, and these incredible things happened. But that's because they knew the word of God, they knew the will of God, and they knew that God would do that on their behalf.
他们的这个祷告最重要的就是都他们知道神的话，也知道神的旨意，所以他们是按着神的旨意来做祷告的，那这就会创造非常大的神迹。
And when they did that, they weren't doing that to, we say, aggrandize themselves. You know, they weren't doing it to make themselves look popular or become famous. They were doing it for the good of God's plan.
所以他们不论是约书亚或以利亚，他们的祷告都不是为了要显现他们自己有多厉害，好，可以多有影响。他们的重点都是要表现出他们知道神的意志，然后要去成就神的意志。
And there might be some times in your life where there was a great problem, and maybe the problem is related to a mountain, like in 1 Corinthians 13 too. And if you think it's God's will, really you need to know that it's God's will, that the mountain needs to be moved, you could pray that that mountain be moved and God would do it.
所以像就像哥林多前书十三章二节这边的，你如果看到了一座山，而这座山就是很大，意思就是很大很大的困难，而你理解这是神要动工的事，你为此而祷告，神就为你帮助你将这样的困难解除。
But how do you know if God wants that mountain to be moved or not?
但是你必须要先知道神是否想要把这座山给移走。
Your faith, which is the doctrine, this will tell you if this is the right thing to pray for or not.
所以呢，当你研读圣经，你理解这样的困难，前主在你面前的是不是神能要他被移走的？那这些困难要被移走，如果你得到这样的圣经的验证，你就可以为此而祷告。
Now, one man who did understand the will of God very well was David.
而大卫呢，又是一个非常非常了解神的旨意的人。
God set him up as the king over Israel because he did understand God. He had a great relationship with God and he knew the will of God.
而大卫呢，因为非常了解神的旨意，而且他也了解神的话语，所以神呢，就立他为以色列的王。
Remember, the verse says that he was a man after God's own heart. It means he's after the will of God, or he was always chasing the will of God.
所以呢，就在圣经里就把他描述为合神心意的人。那他就是永远都是在追求神的旨意。
And for this reason, God actually established David to be the first of the dynasty.The eternal dynasty of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
所以呢，因着这个大卫他如此的合神心意，所以神也就拣选他成为这个永恒的王，等于是从弥赛亚的一个起始。
Later on, when Jesus Christ appears on the earth, he's called the Son of David, which is a reference that Jesus Christ is the Messiah in the line of David.
也因此呢，在耶稣后来降生后呢，也被人称为大卫的子孙，也就是说，弥赛亚是大卫的子孙，是来自于大卫的血脉。
Okay, and we had those examples I gave you from Matthew 15:22, and then we had Matthew 20:30, where people were crying out to Jesus, calling him the Son of David.
所以在马太福音15章22节还有20章30节我们都已经看到了哈，所有的人对着这个耶稣呼喊着大卫之子。
And now we're going to look at these verses which relate the coming of Jesus to Jerusalem with his title, the Son of David, and then we saw the word Hosanna used as well.
好，我们现在再继续来看这个耶稣他要进耶路撒冷城，然后路旁的人都呼喊着大卫之子何塞纳。
Yeah, now we actually started this last time and then I think we had to stop. So we'll begin at Matthew 21 verse 9.
好，我们现在看一下马太福音21章第9节。
Okay, now it says here, the multitudes that went before Jesus, so as Jesus comes into the city of Jerusalem, you're having people cry out, they're following him crying out saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed he that come in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
在马太福音二十一章九节里面，群众呢前呼后拥的喊着，何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，何塞纳在至高之处。
And this verse is quite crucial for us to understand that here we see these two concepts together. You know, that first they're calling Jesus Christ the Son of David, and then they're calling out Hosanna.
我们必须要非常非常的了解这整个经句的意义啊，因为里面呢，他们所有的人群呢，不只在呼喊着大卫之子，同时也呼喊着何塞纳。
And what's going to happen is because there's a lot of people there that day, and they're there with their children as well. And the children are singing along as well, and they probably really don't understand what's happening, some of the smaller children. But they're singing as well, Hosanna, Hosanna, to Son of David.
这个时候啊，其实是非常多人哦，都在这个前呼后拥的。然后甚至里面有大人有小孩，那些小孩们也都在喊着大卫之子和何塞纳。那他们其实何塞纳何塞纳这样喊着，他们其实并不太清楚他要发生的是什么事哦。
So the children that day they were running around as well and were singing out Hosanna to the Son of David. And what's going to happen is the chief priests in the temple are going to hear this and they're going to get angry.
对这些到处跑来跑去的孩子们大声地喊着何塞纳何塞纳，他们却不确定他们自己在做什么。可是那些祭司们呢，祭司长听到何塞纳的时候，他们是会非常生气的。
And it's interesting because you see God using these children and it's like he's evangelizing or announcing the arrival of Jesus Christ using these little children.
所以呢，这整个状态就很像是呢，耶和华神啊，在用这些孩子们来发预言一样的，来表示耶稣基督的降临，啊，由这些孩子们口中啊发出这样呼喊着这样的像预言一样的话。
Yeah, little children love to sing, and if you teach them a song, even if they don't know the meaning, but if they like the rhythms and they like the sound of the words coming off their tongues, and then they will sing that very loudly.And they don't care really what the meaning is or who's listening.
那些孩子们呢，他们其实在很爱唱歌的。如果你把任何的字放在好听的歌里，他们就这样唱了，不管他们知不知道那个歌的意思。
And maybe these children, yeah, the parents might have said, well, this means that the king is coming, the king is coming. But yeah, we really don't know how much the children understood about what they were singing about.
所以呢，大人们听起来意思是在说哦国王来了国王来了，但是那些孩子们根本不知道他们在唱的是这个意思。
Yeah, but the children were singing, and so this is what we have in the verse here, Matthew 21:15.
所以这边呢就是孩子们在歌唱，这就是马太福音21章。
And this verse says, And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did,And the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were displeased, meaning the chief priests and the scribes.
所以当这个祭司长和律法师们看见耶稣所行的奇事，然后又听见小孩子们在殿里喊着何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，就都非常恼怒。
So in Matthew 21, we see it twice. It's mentioned,First in verse 9 and then in verse 15, you have again the words Hosanna and Son of David mentioned together.
所以你看我们在21章9节然后21章15节都看到同样的就是何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
Okay, and then also you have the same sort of concept in Mark chapter 11 verses 9 and 10.
啊，同样的概念呢，在马可福音11章的9跟10节也是在讲同样的事情。
In verse 7 and 8, we see that Jesus is sitting on the colt, and then people are putting down their clothes, and they're waving branches, and then Jesus is coming into Jerusalem.
这一段呢，就是在马可福音的11章7、8节是在讲说，他们坐着驹，应该就是骡子吧，他们就把衣服搭在驴驹的上面，然后耶稣就坐在骑在上面去，然后所有人把衣服还铺在地上，让这个驴驹可以在上面行走。
So they're welcoming in the Messiah.
所以他们非常热烈的欢迎弥赛亚的到来。
And when you get down to verse 9, it says here, and they that went before, so they're like walking in front of Jesus Christ, and then people walking behind him, and they're crying, Hosanna, blessed he that comes in the name of the Lord.
有些人走在耶稣的前面，有些人在后面，就是前呼后拥的，喊着何塞纳，奉主名来的，应当称颂。
And then in verse 10, that's the next verse, it says, Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
那将要来的我主大卫之国是当称颂的，何塞纳在至高之处。Hosanna is actually, king is coming?
Well, that's what I'm going to explain right now.
好，那我听要来解释何塞纳到底是什么意思。
Okay, because we really need to understand what does Hosanna mean?
因为我们真的非常需要知道 Hosanna 是到底的意思是什么。
Now, a lot of Christians, they like to sing this at their church, and it almost seems like what they're trying to say is praise God, or, you know, let's give glory to God or something, but it really seems like when they sing it at churches, they don't really know the true meaning.
很多人在这个教会里面敬拜的时候都会唱 Hosanna, 但是大家的以为就是 Hosanna 就是说哦尊崇荣耀我们的主，但其实它真正的意思是什么呢？
Because these people, when they're singing it, like in these verses that we've just seen, they're welcoming in the Messiah.
我们知道就是他们在喊 Hosanna 的时候其实是在这个欢迎弥赛亚。
And they're getting this word Hosanna from Psalms 118. That's where David originally uses this term.
诗篇118篇里面呢，大卫有写的这样的诗篇的金句，我们来看一下。
Okay, and the verse is Psalms 118 verse 25.
好，我们看一下诗篇118章25节。
So the first word in the Hebrew is Ana.
好，在希伯来文里面呢，118章的25节的一开始是讲的是 Ana。
Okay, and that really means we are praying.
意思呢，就是说我们在祷告。
Okay, and then you have the word Adonai, which is the word for Jehovah.
然后后面是耶和华。
Okay, and now we have this word, which is going to say Hoshiana.
然后这边接下来就说 Hoshiana.
And this is from where we get the word Hosanna.
Hoshiana 就是我们得到何塞纳的那个词的来源。
Now the root word or the stem that you see in here, like the main, we say a conjugate of the word here is yasha, and yasha means to save. You can see that in the dictionary here, I think.
Which is save.
Well, from hoshiya, you have hoshiya, and then you have na. And so it's actually two words, hoshiya, na.
这里有一个 hoshiya, na. Ya na 的意思就是拯救的意思。
Okay, so you got two words. The first part here, and this is actually Hoshiya. And Hoshiya is the root word, or the main part of the verb here is Yasha.
Hoshiya, 就是它的字根是 Yasha.
And Yasha, if you can see the dictionary down here, see the word is a primitive root. And it says properly to be open, wide, or free,That is to be safe.
好，这个字根呢的意思呢，就是说是打开， 解开啊，或者是自由啊，所以他其实就是要等于是就是得到得救的意思，就是拯救得救的意思。
And so here it means if you're like free, so it means you're free from fear. But you can see the main meanings here is to deliver. You have the word deliver, to help, to preserve, to rescue, to be safe, and having salvation. All of these words about saving.
就是这个字有很广泛的意义，但是整体来讲，合在一起，它整个意思就是去拯救的意思。
Okay, and this is where we get the word Jesus, because Jesus is from Yeshua. Yeshua means to save, and the root verb is Yasha. So this is where we get the word Jesus.
而这个耶稣这个名字呢，也是来耶稣亚，耶稣亚也它的字根也是 Yasha， 也就是说耶稣这个字这个名字呢，它其实字根也是从这个。Yasha 就是解救这个字而来，所以我们过去就讲过，耶稣的意义，它就是等于是拯救，或者说拯救。
Yeah. Yeah, you also have other names like Joshua, and even now they call Jesus Yeshua. So these are all words or names that come from this root verb, which is Yasha, which means to be saved or to save.
所以不管是耶稣亚或者是约书亚，他的字都有一个字根是 Yasha， 就是拯救。
Now in the Hebrew form here that you have in the word here that I'm putting the circle around, Hoshia, this is the imperative form. An imperative means it's like a command.
然后呢，接下来这个希伯来文用的一个词，就用了一个好像是一个命令句的方式来说拯救。
Yeah, so again, the root word is just Yasha, but if you put the Hoshi and then you have the R on the end, Hoshia, it means save me. It's like a command. It's just save us.
所以这个加上了前面、后面等等，它就变成 Hoshia， 就是说，哎，救我们啊，救我们啊的意思。
Okay, and then you have the word Na. That's the second word after here, and Na means please.
然后接下来就是一个请求句 ，please。
It's like here we have the word on the dictionary. You see, just two letters, and there's a little vowel sound underneath. Na, and it's a primitive particle of incitement and entreaty. Entreaty means like please, please.
好，所以这边英文也有解释的很清楚，就是它是那种非常渴望的请求。
And it says it may usually be rendered, which means it usually can be translated. I pray.Or now and then, added mostly to verbs in the imperatival or future.
所以这个里面呢，就是有一个那种对未来式哈的一种祈祷、祈求的概念。
Okay, so here you again, you have the word Hoshiana. It really means save us, please.
所以 Hoshiana 就是请求你拯救我们吧。
Okay, which is quite different than saying praise God.
所以它不是赞美神，它是求神拯救的意思。
Here they're saying in the full verse, this is Psalms 118:25, they say, save now, I beseech, or we ask you please, Lord. O Lord, please send us prosperity.
所以这个整句这个经句就说耶和华呀求你拯救，然后下一句就是耶和华呀求你使我们亨通。
And again, where you have like, 求你, what's that something 救?
拯救。
That is the Hebrew words for Hoshiana or Hosanna.
所以呢求你拯救就是 Hoshiana 或者是 Hosanna 的完整的意思，是求你拯救的意思。
Okay, and then you go on to the next verse in Psalms 118:26, and this sort of says here, Blessed be that comes in the name of the Lord, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord, meaning the house of David. This is, they're talking about the house of David here.
好，接下来第26节，奉耶和华名来的人得福，我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。
So when Jesus is coming and they're singing on the street, you know, they're walking in front of Jesus, they're walking behind him, and they're singing, Hosanna, blessed be the Son of David. They also say, who comes in the name of the Lord.
其实那些人的呼喊是因着大卫这个诗篇里面所讲的 Hosanna, 然后大卫的子孙。
Yeah, and we see that again, this comes out in verse 13. So here they don't mention David in the verse here. It's not mentioning his name, but though the people are still singing that, that's mentioned in the other verses. But John, he doesn't mention the name of David. And when we looked at the verses in Matthew and Mark, they mention David's name.
好，那如果我们现在去看约翰福音12章13节呢，那约翰他在描述那个状态的时候呢，他说何塞纳奉主名来的是应当称颂的，以色列的王是应当称颂的，他就没有再把大卫的名字，大卫王的名字拿出来讲了。
But these people are quoting from Psalms 118 verse 26. So they're going to mention 25 and 26 really, verses 25 and 26.
但是不论如何呢，这些描述当时情况的这些门徒们，他们都是在描述的是现场的这些群众，他们都是根据大卫的诗篇118篇25节26节、来欢呼来迎接耶稣进耶路撒冷城。
See, in this verse, they taking the branches of the palm trees, they went forth to meet him and cried,Hosanna, or in the Hebrew actually it's like Hoshiana. Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord.
所以在这边呢，那个约翰福音12章13节说呢，就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着说，何塞纳奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。何塞纳呢，其实就是希伯来文的 Hoshiana 的一个英文翻译。
So just to put all this together, what I'll do, I'll give you all the verses again, and then in your own time, you can go back and look at those verses for your homework.
好，所以我们现在把这些经句再整理一次，然后将来我们有空的时候，一定要常常回来复习。
Okay, so really, you probably want to start off at Psalms 118. That was verses 25 and 26.
所以我们的整理经句的时候，第一个要先记得的是诗篇118篇的25章25节26节。
Okay, and then you have the verses from Matthew 21 verse 9.
然后再来就马太福音的21章9节。
And Matthew 21 verse 15, that's where you have the Pharisees getting angry about the children singing Hosanna.
然后是马太福音21章15节，就是那些法利赛人非常不高兴，这些小孩子们唱着何塞纳。
And then you have Mark chapter 11 verses 9 and 10.
然后再来是马可福音11章9节10节。
And you have John 12, 13.
然后约翰福音的12章13节。
Okay, and if you put all that together, what you actually realize is that people, they understand the prophecy that was written by David, and then they want the Messiah to come, and the Messiah is going to deliver them. He's going to save them from the Romans.
所以呢，从这样的这些经句整理起来，我们就很清楚呢，大家是因着大卫的诗篇，好，了解说他们将要迎接的是一个弥赛亚。而他弥赛亚将会进城做王，并且解救他们。
Because when the Messiah comes, he's supposed to set up the kingdom. He gives them their spiritual freedom so that they become the people of Israel. They don't have a foreign ruler like the emperor, and then they can have lots of prosperity.
所以所有人所在期待的是什么呢？就是这个弥赛亚会。建立一个国王王国，可以让他们有属灵的自由，而不再被一些外邦人统治。所以他们将会不只是得到属灵的自由，同时会有丰盛的生活生命。
Yeah, and we saw that in verse 118:26. You know, they're looking for that prosperity as well, because when the Messiah does come and establish the kingdom, there's going to be this perfect environment.
所以在诗篇的118篇的26节就很清楚的说，大家是期待的是一个丰盛，因为当这个丰盛，当弥赛亚来临的时候，他所建造的这个永恒的国度是绝对会给一个完美的环境，然后是有丰盛的生活。
And that was the right attitude for them to have. And it's also the right attitude that we need to have as well. Is that we know that there's never going to be a true prosperity in the world based on the worldly things. There's never going to be a perfect environment until the Messiah comes.
我们这些人他们所期待的、所呼喊着、祈祷的就是要有一个完美的一个国度啊。那这个态度是正确的，因为只有当弥赛亚来的时候，他才能够建造一个真正完美的一个国度。
Yeah, so when Jesus came into Jerusalem, they were sort of praying the correct prayer, but the fact is they needed to understand that Jesus also had to be their savior first. And later we see that Jesus does not get rid of the Romans, and then they start to reject Jesus Christ.
所以当这些人在迎接耶稣进城的时候，他们其实所有的祈祷都是符合神心意的，但是他们不了解的是，耶稣他要来建立这个弥赛亚的王国之前，他必须先要救赎这些人，而且耶稣他并不想要在这个时候先把这些罗马外邦的王权给解除掉。
Okay, now that's about all we have time for. We could open up for questions. I think if anyone has a couple of questions first.
我们在今天的课程主要就到这边，但是我们可以先来做一些讨论，有没有任何问题可以提出来？
有。
好 ，Vivi。
就是刚才 Tim 他说到何塞纳那个经文的时候，发现一个有趣的，就是一个地方，就是。那个何塞纳的那个希伯来字，从右边起到左边数，就是有两个英文字，如果换一下，其实就是耶稣的希伯来文的名字耶稣，我觉得挺有意思的。
因为那个耶稣就是拯救的意思，那何塞纳也是拯救的意思，对，是一样的。
那两个英文换一下，其实就是耶稣的希伯来文。因为我刚好我之前有学过耶稣的希伯来文，所以我刚才看了一下，其实我觉得它是有共通点的。
他刚刚也有讲这个哈，那个 Tim Vivi just discovered that Hosanna in Hebrew is actually just changed few words. It will be Jesus.
他只要把前后文不去看的话。就是最左边最右边的希伯来文我们忽略掉，然后从左到右，就是从右到左，第一个跟第三个换一下，就是耶稣的希伯来文，我觉得这个很有意思，感谢主。
Actually, and Hebrew, the basic Hebrew words can be quite simple, but the grammar is very complex, which is why that we can be thankful we have good pastors like R.B. Thien, and Max's Hebrew is quite good as well.We have these people to help us explain these things.
希伯来文的这个文字看起来是简单的，但是它的文法非常的复杂困难，所以很感谢这个我们有上校牧师还有 Max Klein 牧师，他们的希伯来文的非常优秀，所以他们的教导会让我们更了解这个旧约的所有的真实意义。
Okay, you know, it's 10 o'clock, so let's have a closing prayer.
好，我们今天课程到这边，我们现在做一个结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we had to study these concepts.
感谢天父让我们有这个时间来研读这些概念。
We give thanks that we can accept the words that teach us that Jesus Christ is our Savior and He's the coming Messiah.
而我们也很感谢我们今天所研读到的，就是耶稣是我们的拯救者，他也是即将要再回来的弥赛亚。
And we look forward to that great day when Jesus Christ takes us to be with Him and then set up His kingdom upon the earth.
我们也非常期待呢，当耶稣再来的时候他将会将这个伟大的、美好的国度设立在我们的世界上。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. So, Tim, the Americans say Amen, right?
Usually, yeah.
Okay, but why they change it?
Well, again, because when they don't have the actual vowels in the Hebrew, there's really no proper way. It could be Amen or Amen or Amen. I think, like in Chinese, I think you say Amen, right? Yeah, so.
Amen. Chinese is Amen, exactly like Hebrew.
Right. But see, we don't know exactly how the Hebrew was pronounced. From
really?
The old times. Yeah. Well, I think even within the Hebrew dialects, they would probably say it quite different.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And also, yeah, so it's, we can't be 100% sure, but it's probably Amen.
Okay. You mean the spelling in Hebrew doesn't have the
vowels.
Vowels.
Yeah.
There's
well, they
no
didn't,
vowels.
They didn't have them for many, many years, and the vowels were added later. So from the original Hebrew, I think in some cases they have to speculate.
You mean the whole Hebrew language doesn't written any vowels in any lines?
In the old days, they didn't have that system.
Oh.
Yeah, but later on they introduced it, and they would teach it at like at kindergarten and at school, and then eventually people know what the words are. So if you're reading like an adult book or you're reading the newspapers, that they don't have the vowel, we call them vowel points.
So now we are looking at the screen. This line doesn't have a vowel?
No, they don't have vowels in.
Okay. 好，我刚刚在问那个 Tim 说，到底是 Amen 还是 Amen？ 因为美国人好像是说 Amen， 然后Tim 说，其实啊，因为整个希伯来文的文的这语言里面，在书写的时候是没有那个母音的，所以只有子音。因此，真正在古时候的希伯来人，他们到底是怎么去念这些经这个希伯来文？我们并不能百分之百的确定，所以到底他们是念 Amen 还是 Amen， 我们也不能确定，所以也都没有所谓错或对。但是 Tim 说应该是 Amen。
Yeah, well, actually, you see this here, like when you look at the dictionary, and this will be in most Hebrew dictionaries, you see these little things at the bottom. So here they put the vowel points in here to help us out.
所以现在荧幕上的这个下面的这个希伯来文哈，它的那个文字的原始的是没有母音的，而下头有一点点那个记号，像加号、减号那些，就是后来的人把它加上去的母音。
Yeah, but like in the time of Moses and David, for example, that they didn't have those points. They didn't have that system at that point.
而在摩西或者是大卫那个时代，其实是没有这种加上母音的记载，所以而且在当时一定还会有不同的方言，就即使是都是希伯来人，都是以色列人，他们在不同区域可能也有不同的发音，所以其实又会有差别。
Yeah, but the important thing is whether you say Amen or Amen or Amen or whatever, the important thing is that you understand the meaning that you're saying. You know, I'm applying doctrine. I believe these things because it's according to your word.
就当我们在讲 Amen 的时候，也许你要用 Amen 什么都可以，但是重点是你要了解是我相信是它真正的含义。
Okay.Anyway, so, do we have a class next, it won't be next Tuesday, right? I think it was, or was it next?
Next Tuesday I can do the class. Has to be Saturday.
Next Saturday.
好，所以，不好意思，因为下礼拜我们没有办法上课，所以再一次上课会是下周六了，请大家记一下。
Okay.
好的。
好的
okay,
谢谢。
So、see you all next time.
谢谢。
Okay, bye bye.
下周六。好，拜。
Bye.